Cordell Stewart. Good morning, Slash.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing, man. Me and my son, we cooped up in this hotel because, you know, when you do radio and they have ice storms, they don't care. They want you to come in to work. So they got us at the hotel that's connected to the Colony Square.
Okay.
And being able to work, me and my little man. So we'll be here cooped up.
All right. Well, Cordell, heard from your PR people, and they said that you wanted to come on the air to address rumors that are circulating about you. Now, what rumors are circulating about you that you want to clear up, Cordell?
Well, there's been some conversation. All kind of rumors been out there, honestly, for a long, long time. But I've cleared up one. But as far as the relationship and stuff concerned, you know, my commitment in my relationship is truly with parenthood, man, and raising my son. You know, I've gone through a relationship, and we've seen how that thing spiraled downhill. And to invest into another relationship at this point in time, I don't think it would be healthy for my son.
So are you in another relationship?
No, I'm not.
Are you dating Tawanda Braxton?
Tawanda Braxton is a very nice lady. Mm-hmm. And
you didn't answer the question.
Had the opportunity to meet her. And no, we're not dating.
Did you all go to the movies, just hang out?
No.
How did that get started?
Yeah, how did that rumor get started, Cordell?
As we've all seen, you saw on the blogs where we were at an event, Big Tigger, you guys know Big Tigger on the radio, he and I was co-hosting and hosting the Grudge Match, red carpet event. Mm-hmm. And we took a picture, and then it just shot off from there.
And it just went from there.
It went from there. Reality TV, before you know it, is a big story, great story. And one thing leads to another. But a nice lady. I had the opportunity to meet her. Very nice lady. She's cool people. But, you know, got a lot going on over here, man. My relationship is parenthood.
And Portia being pregnant?
I don't know nothing about that. I heard about it. But I had to clarify that. I am not the father of that baby. If she is, like, allegedly.
Not from me.
No. I'm not the baby. I'm not the father of that baby. If she's alleged. If she is. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Okay, yeah, so Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Who are you dating?
Do you have a Valentine?
Do you have a Valentine?
God doesn't count. God don't count.
You know, I've sent out a gift. You know, to someone that I actually talked to.
You don't want to say who?
I can't say who, man.
Is she in the public?
No. Uh-uh. She's not.
Well, you can say it then, because nobody's gonna know her.
I think I've actually given that part. No, I mean, honestly, even if I wanted to go on a date, we couldn't do nothing. They got ice on the ground out here. They got the whole state of emergency.
Is she local?
Yeah.
Well, are you officially divorced from Portia?
Yeah, that divorce happened a week before Thanksgiving.
Okay, your voice got a little high there.
Yeah.
Nah, I was just answering.
Anything else you want to clear up, Sib?
Well,
I just want to say, Sib, I love you. I love you, Sib. You're so nice, Sib.
You know what? I have nothing against you, Cordell. I really don't.
I know.
I want you to be happy, and I want Portia to be happy and to get all this cleared up. And I'm glad you have the opportunity.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's about me and my little guy, though. That's what it's all about.
Happy Valentine's Day,
Cordell.
Y'all too, bro. Y'all too.
Okay.
All right.
Cordell's doing.
He's always been cool. I didn't want to go in on him. He's been a cool guy every time I met him.
You didn't want to go in on him, Gary?
There was a couple times I wanted to chime in, but I didn't.